Nigel Morgan met me and he made a proposition. He said, here's a vast industry, unorganized Indians, Chinese, Japanese, and the white workers working in terrible conditions, being kept divided by the bosses. I agreed with him that I'll be ready to work with them for the IWA. That's the time from which my baptism took place. So when I entered the industry, I found generally that most of the white workers were being paid 40 cents an hour. Most of the Indian and Chinese were getting much less for the same work. And this was my experience where I found an Indian working for 25 cents an hour or 30 cents an hour, while other workers getting the full 40 cents. Invariably, East Indians were the first to be fired and the last to be hired. So furthermore, I found that only rarely was there an East Indian who would get any skilled job. They would mostly get jobs in the yards, jobs loading boxcars and jobs on the green chain, the toughest jobs there. Now, this had to do with the general situation as it prevailed in British Columbia community. Racial discrimination was stark. In the first phase, they were terribly afraid. Many, many people would come over to me. They would say, you're wasting your time, that this way you will become a marked man, that the bosses will get me out of the industry, that I'll ruin my chances of having any secure life.